One room of Coletterio's house in Valcarran was stinky last weekend. This isn't a judgment, but a reflection of the fact her Amorphophallus konjac finally bloomed last weekend. The plant, also known as a voodoo lily, is known for its pungent smell. That's why some people have nicknamed it and similar flowers a corpse flower. Walking into the room housing the flower last weekend, an odor reminiscent of rotting meat hits hard. I was hoping it would be closer to spring so I could put her outside, Terrio said with a chuckle. Terrio started growing the plant from a corm, underground tuber, in May 2021, and expected it to finally flower last year when it hit 10 pounds, 9 ounces in weight. But, it held out until last weekend, when it finally flowered and began stinking. I'm fascinated by the living world, said Terrio, an artist by trade and biologist by hobby. I like to learn about everything in these interesting different plants we don't have here. The plant blooms for only a few days every year or two. Coletterio is pictured with an Amorphophallus konjac, aka voodoo lily, she grew in her home in Valcarran. It's a smaller cousin of Amorphophallus titanum, the endangered giant corpse flower. Tyler Clark, Sudbury.com. It's a cousin of the endangered Amorphophallus titanum, which is a larger version which tends to get media attention when they bloom, which happens for only a few days once every several years. Nicknamed Matilda. It looks like a Matilda, Terrio said. The Amorphophallus konjac wasn't difficult to grow, she said. It took water, fertilizer, homemade compost, sun, and it just did its thing. The Amorphophallus konjac is native to subtropical regions of Southeast Asia, where the corm is used as a food source, according to the University of Pennsylvania. Voodoo lilies are best known for their unique smell, that of rotting meat, according to a write-up on the university's website. Amorphophallus species are commonly pollinated by beetles and flies, and so to attract their pollinators the flowers create a very pungent odor, one that can really overwhelm the greenhouse. When she's not growing weird and wonderful plants, Terrio is an artist specializing in nature, animals and pets, and landscapes. Back in 2010, Sudbury.com, then NorthernLife.ca, published a story on how Terrio had been commissioned by the Pentagon in the United States to do a painting. You can read that story here. Check out Terrio's work at Coletterio.ca. Tyler Clark is a reporter at Sudbury.com.